Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tom, you're leaving everybody guessing. You said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to do, I'd have already done it. Okay, I'm taking it a day at a time.
I sense you're antagonized by the question.
You're scratching.
It's only the question scratchy. That everybody wants to hear.
You're scratchy. I appreciate your asking. Thank you.
Tom Brady. That's funny. Oh, man. That was funny. On Tom Brady's podcast. So you think that was all shtick, or was he really like, dude, really? We're going to start with that. We're going to start.
Well, I mean, he's not going to do his.
If I knew, I would tell you.
Whatever. Like, he knew he was going to get asked about that, right? Jim Gray's still out there working, man. That's impressive.
Jim Gray's still doing just fine for himself. Great. I think Larry Fitzgerald is on that as well, if I'm not mistaken. He's on the podcast with him with everything going on. Hey, we've got Ron Rothstein going to join us. Former Heat head coach, longtime assistant coach, and now a Heat analyst. Going to join us coming up at, just a few minutes from now. We'll talk to Ron. Always love talking to him. Love talking old school, man, a little bit. And we got a lot of stuff to get to because we got a big basketball game tonight. Celtics come in at 35-13. The Heat now at 26-22. And lost last night. The Celtics lost to Orlando 113-98 to snap a 9-game winning streak. So we'll see. So I have found out watching Heat basketball, when they play against really good teams at home, they seem to step up. And they've got most of their guys back. I guess we're still waiting to find out, Woody, what happens with Duncan Robinson when he comes back. Although with Oladipo and Strus now coming off the bench again, what's left for Duncan Robinson?
Yeah, I guess they got a nice warm spot on the bench for him, right? Unless they can get
try to get a few, and then that's the other thing. Hey, the trade deadline is February 9th. You got to believe that Heat are going to try to make another move. And you wonder, I guess Duncan's name's going to be thrown in everything, except the fact he just hasn't done much. He's making a lot of money, a lot of money so far. So anyway, we have that tonight. The Panthers back in action tonight as well in Pittsburgh before coming back home. And so a lot of great stuff going on here besides just the championship games coming up Sunday. Trying to figure out who will be going to the Super Bowl. A chance to get a ring. Pretty interesting. No, I totally forgot. I'd be lying to you. Third trip in 4 years for San Francisco in the NFC Championship game. I did not. But even more impressive, and I didn't realize this one, the Chiefs will host the AFC Championship game for the fifth straight year. That one got me. I did not realize that one. That has been a little bit of a surprise. So,
does it feel like no one's giving them a chance at this point, too? That's kind of the crazy thing, right?
I think Mahomes can't be Mahomes and move around and limping her out there, that he's going to have trouble. And I think, I might be wrong, but on a Tuesday morning at 9:09, Cincinnati's defense will do a better job on Travis Kelce than what we just saw. And I know.
I don't know about that, though.
I know.
Man.
Are you thinking no matter what, he just finds his way open? Everybody talks about
it. I'm guessing last week that's what they tried to do. Like, they're not stupid. Right?
No, I mean, but on his two touchdowns, nobody's around him. Yeah, one's a pick, but the other one, he's just standing.
You don't think Jacksonville's game plan was like, hey, let's just, you know, single cover. We'll let him do his thing. Just don't let anyone else beat us. Like, I don't know what else you do.
I listen to all these guys screaming, like, why aren't you covering? Let somebody else beat you on a short pass, a long pass.
But who covers him, though? That's the problem. Who do you put on him defensively? Like, a cornerback can be too small.
You're not going to put
your linebackers can't stay with him. Like, who do you put on there? That's why, like, Gronk was such a mismatch. Look at the guy in San Francisco.
Kittle.
They know he's getting the ball.
That's a tough one, too. Kittle is
he's a freakish athlete.
Tough
he's
out,
big,
man.
He's fast.
Second half of the season, he has put up some monster numbers after being injured and missing some games. He's been a big part of what San Francisco does, that's for sure. No question about that one. So, anyway, we're going to have Ron join us here coming up in just a few minutes. We'll talk to Ron about this Heat basketball team and a bunch of other things, including – Steve Kerr came out and said, I think the league needs to go to 72 games because now Steve Kerr is now sending his guys home early. And he puts the Draymond, he puts Clay and Steph and sends them home. Well, a lot of people would like to see that group play, especially nothing against the other guys, but especially Steph Curry. And Steph Curry's getting up there. What is Steph Curry now? 34? I want to say 34 years old. Those guys are going to start missing more games, man. They're going to have rest games. He's just not going to burn those guys out in the middle of the season for an all-star break. Just not going to do it. So it is frustrating what the league's going through right now. I don't know what the answer is. I know the first thing they want to take care of is you guys got to try to play in our nationally televised games because TNT and ESPN are paying us a lot of money. And with that lot of money comes a lot of money for you guys to make big salaries, especially the top players who are making ridiculous money right now. So we'll jump on it with Ron here coming up in just a couple minutes. Got a lot to get to here, and including – what his thoughts are on this Heat team and where they are right now. We'll have all that coming up with Ron Rothstein in just a moment. But first, I'm going to take a second to talk to you about getting last-second tickets. It happens. Matter of fact, tonight's a great night where people got up this morning and go, oh, my God, Celtics are in town. Oh, man, I want to see that. Oh, man, I like to see it. They're really good right now. I want to go to that game. Great, I got to wait for you. Go to game time. That's what most people are doing now. They're going to game time. They got amazing last-minute deals on tickets. NHL All-Star Games right around the corner down here. Oh, people go, oh, my God, I'd like to see that. All the great players will be down here. Yes, again, want to get tickets. All you have to do is go to game time. Amazing last-minute deals on tickets. I can go on and on. Billy Joel's coming to town. Same thing. You want to get tickets. Doesn't matter what it is. Sports, music, doesn't matter. There's a place to go that makes it really, really easy for you. I love talking about them, and that is Game Time. Really does it. If it's a market, man, I'm telling you right now, like South Florida, and you're starting, and last second you get the itch to go and you want to get the best deal and the best tickets, it's Game Time. No matter how you look at it, they got everything you need. I'm telling you right now, it's an amazing last way to get them, how fast and easy it is to use. Here's what I like. They got real images of the views from your seat. They're easy to find all the sports, concerts, and shows going on in your area. And Game Time is the fastest growing ticketing app in the U.S. right now. But I got more good news. download the Game Time app, enter your email address, and use the code WQAM for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Once again, enter your email address and use the code WQAM for $20 off. So download the Game Time today. Last minute tickets, low price guarantee, all those tickets you need or want to get to with so many sporting events and so many concerts, you shouldn't have to miss any of them when you get a great deal from Game Time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, let's jump right on it here. Ron Rothstein, Valley Sports Heat analyst, and of course, longtime NBA assistant as well as head coach with the Miami Heat, joins us this morning. Ron, how are you, bud?
Good morning, Joe. I'm good. I'm always good to be with you.
Thank you, man, and I always appreciate you getting up with us. Hey, so we got a good one tonight. Celtics come in town, especially after a loss to Orlando last night. Kind of a good test as the Heat kind of getting it going again at 26-22. How important are these games? I know there's still a lot of games left, but to play well against maybe the best team in basketball right now.
Look, every night you go out, especially once you start getting close to the All-Star break and then after the All-Star break, things become more heightened. You need to start getting some consistency in your play, your individual play and your team play. It's important for guys to be healthy and available so that you can log the minutes together that you need to develop the habits and the trust and the feel for one another that you're going to need if you're going to go far in the playoffs.
Boy, it's got to be hard. I can't imagine for Spo. With what he's had, the starting five or six games. It hadn't been very many. And, of course, then that starts to mess up your rotation off the bench and guys you have and don't have. So now you're getting consistent. You expect things to start looking a little bit better overall, just having guys in their role.
Yeah, because then you start to gain some familiarity. You know, it may seem to people on the outside that doesn't make any sense, but, you know, think about your daily life and what you do in your daily life. You like to have some consistency. You like to know what's going to happen and what you're going to do, and you like to feel comfortable in what you do. Well, I think the same thing applies to an athlete, and I think the same thing applies to a team. It's that cohesiveness, really, that's going to carry you deep into the playoffs. If you don't have that, then you're really going to struggle.
So I want to ask you, trade deadline's February 9th, so it's still a little bit of time left. Do you expect the Heat to be active, or do you think Pat goes all in on this group and just go, we're going to do it with this group? What are your thoughts?
No, I think we're always active in terms of talking to people. I think that's your job. That's the NBA. That's the NFL. It's professional sports. You're always talking to people because you never know what's going to come up out of a conversation. Some of the most significant or more significant trades that have happened in my 35, 40-year career in the NBA that I know of happen sort of at a random phone call, and people start talking. And because you never know what's going on in that other locker room. You never know what's going on in that other organization. You don't know who woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You don't know who's not getting along with one another. Contractual situations evolve, and maybe the owner decides, you know what, I'm not crazy about this guy all of a sudden. You got to keep talking because you never know what might evolve out of that conversation.
We had something pop up the other day, and you have a lot of things in basketball, but Heat and an inbound pass. There's not one of them that I ever think about, whether it's the five-second violation or you have to use a timeout. That was weird to see at the end of the game. And hearing Spo going, yeah, we're going to have to work on that a little bit. That's got to be easy to correct. That's not something you usually hear about.
Well, you know, here's the thing. If the end of the game situation is, okay, like the other night, we're trying to get the ball in. The first thing you have to understand, the defense is desperate. So they're ramping up their energy and their focus and everything else. They are coming after you. Well, if you don't ramp up your focus and energy and your attention to detail, then the defense is going to have an advantage. What I see in that play, look, Joe, that's an old set that's been around for a long time, and it's very, very successful. And it's like a lot of things. Same thing in football. If you don't execute the set the right way,
right,
if you take a shortcut, then you're gonna have a problem. And what's happened over the years, what I've noticed is the guy taking the ball out of bounds gets a little skittish. It's important to have someone taking the ball out of bounds who's very, very confident and knowledgeable passer and understands what's going on and is a smart guy. That's why Spo has Lowry take it out a lot. And a lot of people will say, he's small. They put a big guy on him. You can't move. It's a problem. But he's crafty and he's smart. From what I have not gone back and watched the tape, but my eye test tells me the execution of the play was poor.
Right.
It's a simple matter of correcting the execution. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the setup, the spacing, or the idea of the play. Something I know I used 25 years ago.
Right.
And it worked. Because if you execute it the right way, you force the defense to make a decision, and then you run your counter opposite what they do. It's really simple, but you got to execute.
Right. Hey, Ron, I want to ask you about three-point shooting. I know everybody's talked about it so good last year and 27th right now. Is it the looks guys just missing? What's been your take on the three-point shooting overall?
That's a really good question, Joe. And I'm not quite sure, to be honest with you. I see us taking a lot of the same shots we took last year. I do think at times we take more contested threes. And, you know, the analytics, the percentages will tell you that, you know, the more wide open catch and shoot, standing, you know, pointed, hands ready, knees bent, catch and shoot in rhythm is a higher percentage shot and trying to create something off the dribble or off the handoff, because you're sort of on the move a little bit. And I'm not saying guys can't make that shot, but it's not as high a percentage to make. And I see us missing a lot of shots that are makeable and we made last year. You know, it's crazy. In Major League Baseball, sometimes you'll see a guy who's a career 320 hitter. He has a season where he's hitting 250. Go figure.
Yeah.
Why? Is he healthy? If he's not healthy, that's one thing. One of the things is, because of our lack of health, you know, we've had guys in different situations, you know, and coming in and some starting, some coming off the bench. But some people will say, you know, that's a crutch. That's a bunch of bull. That's not real. But I think it's part of it. You know, these are human beings. You know, they're not machines. So you have to take all of that into account. The interesting, and everybody makes a big deal about a lack of three-point shooting, and it's valid. But at the same time, nobody's talking about how well we are pounding the paint. We're doing a great job in what's called paint touches. You know, 60 to 70 a night, where the ball is touching the paint, creating opportunities. Some nights, scoring 80 to 90 points off paint touches, you know, out of our total. So there's a yin and a yang.
Right.
But we're doing a great job with that. We can never get the threes because we are creating a lot of good looks off the paint touches.
I'm
making them.
Yeah, I know.
Think, one other thing, I'm sorry, Joe, but I also think teams are, you know, it goes back to last year. Hey, this was the best three-point shooting team in the league. Get after them. You got to get after them.
Good point. Good point there, too. Take guys away from their thing. Hey, last thing I'll leave you with. Steve Kerr said, hey, I got an answer. I know people are upset. I sent all our star players home. They're going to miss this game. We need to play 72 games. And I laughed. I said, so you think those guys are going to give up the 10 games of getting paid? No way. No way that's going to happen. What is the answer to guys missing so many games that people are frustrated when they come to see certain superstars and they go, oh, he played last night. He's not playing tonight.
Yeah, again, I don't have the answer for that. I really don't. I know it's a problem. And there's valid arguments on both sides. I know it's a problem. The NBA is really struggling. And I do agree with you that, you know, if you said, okay, cut the number of games, guys are going to want the same salary. They're not going to want to take the cut in the 10 games. You know, so there's arguments to be made both ways, and especially when you are you're playing against the other conference. You only play them twice a year, and so for example, Golden State. I don't know where that game was, but if that game was against an Eastern Conference team in their city, that's the one time they're there all year, and then you're just resting guys. I don't know, Joe. It's changed. It's changed an awful lot. It's not like it was in the old days, but you know what? The world has changed, and there's a lot of things that aren't like they were in the old days. So
that's why we just bitch privately, Ron. You and I just bitch like two old guys privately. That's the answer, man. You know. Hey, Ron, it's great having you, man. I really appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you. We got to do this more, man. We got a lot more time now, Ron, so make sure you answer that phone when I call. Thank you.
Joe, I always answer the phone when you call. Come on now. You know that.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Take care. All right.
Ron Rothstein. All right. Heat analyst and former assistant and head coach in the NBA as well as the Miami Heat. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to. Kyle Crabb's going to join us, talk a little bit about the draft and all affiliated with the Miami Dolphins and some of the free agents. Pretty good stuff he had on this. Pretty great. Really doing great here at the end of the show. Kyle comes up next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.